key here is the difference between things that glow under black light and things that kind of glow on their own. So we call it in science fluorescent and phosphorescent. So if it's phosphorescent, it'll glow on its own. Let me show you fluorescent, all right?
Okay.
We're going to take a look at this graduated cylinder over here. It just has water in it, and all you need is a black light. So hopefully you bought your black light last year on November 1st.
Oh, right,
because
yes.
That's the time to buy it. Believe it or not, as the lights start to dim, quinine water, so tonic water, glows beautifully under black light. This is just regular water, all right?
Okay.
Watch what happens when the lights go down. So as the lights go down, you're actually going to watch this.
Oh,
so take
cool.
a look in here. This is a material called atomic glow. Isn't that beautiful?
That is really cool. Atomic glow.
Isn't that kind of nice? This is fluorescein. So it's the same kind of chemical that they had in backpacks when a fighter pilot was ejected and went into the water.
Oh,
this would what would glow. And you get some ultraviolet light off of the moon as well. So isn't that fun? So
that's
I can kind of color
cool.
anything with it.
It glows lemonade.
While they're down, look at this. Kind of move over to the center bowl that you see right over here.
Okay.
The center bowl here has pickle juice, believe it or not. It's a mixture of calcium chloride and water. It's pickle juice.
Yeah.
And these are instant worms. And so as this goes in here, take a look at this.
Look
so
at
this
that.
Is our instant worm.
A bowl
so
of
as
worm.
As soon as it touches here, take a look at what you get.
Oh,
you get these
cool.
Instant
they hang
worms.
Together. How
Isn't
about that?
Beautiful?
Oh, for heaven's
so
sake.
So now it's like instant slime.
Ropes of worms.
Is it? It just keeps
oh,
going
that
and
is
going.
Very cool. That
but it's cooler and I can make it Halloween. Now, this is something that we've talked about when we talk about molecular gastronomy with eating seaweed. And so here's a mixture here that becomes Halloween because we made it glow, which is very, very fun.
That is
right?
very cool.
All right, lights
cool.
come up and I'll show you how to do the pumpkins. The
this
secret,
is fantastic.
Isn't that fun? This is a material here called zinc sulfide. I'm calling it glow powder. If you just take a look, I'll hold out my hand here like this. It has a very fine consistency. You have to stay away from it because you have to do other newscasts. But if you take a look at the powder here, the powder now grabs onto the light, and then when the lights go down, the powder will glow. So watch what happens when the lights go down. As I mix this around, my hands, you can actually see them glow. Isn't that great?
Your shirt's glowing
yes.
too, you
well,
should know.
I'm sorry, and there's probably other parts as well. So here's how I did. And then a little ends up on my face like this, which is probably a bad thing as well. So
yeah,
later
your
on,
face is
yeah,
glowing.
So now your face kind of glows, which is pretty exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, so if you're going to a party, why wouldn't you do that? Now all of a sudden I made the chemistry people mad at me.
That's
all right.
great. So how do you get it to stick to a pumpkin?
All right,
that's
so watch what we did. If the lights come up, I'll show you what happens. I simply took a regular pumpkin.
Okay.
I took some contact paper and cut it out and put it on here.
Okay.
And now we're taking some spray adhesive.
Oh. And
now
spray
you spray the adhesive. And then you take the glow powder and you dust it all over. And I kind
and
of made a little opening. And now you get
fabulous
this.
Pumpkins. Look
Is that
at these.
Kind of fun? And
these
so even with this off, they'll
still
kind of glow because now it grabs onto the to the light and releases it.
Boy,
so what a neat way to do chemistry.